Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Clearly, I am not Joe Biden.
She's a Marxist.
The fight.
She's going to do this. She's going to do that. Why hasn't she done it?
He's on.
I think the choice is clear.
Every move is on the sky.
3-on-1.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
I want to bring in State Senator Blaise Ingolia. Thank you, sir, for being with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with the failure to protect Trump? It's a good move that Governor DeSantis is going to do his own investigation. Don't want to start any conspiracy theories, but if he finds something that the feds don't, Governor DeSantis might find himself in a bad situation.
I don't think so. I think, look, it's an attempted murder. Right. It's an attempted assassination of a president. There was the willingness and most importantly, the intent to kill. I praise Governor DeSantis for taking the bull by the horns here, because what we've seen, especially when it comes to the attempted assassinations of this president, the federal government just doesn't move. They'd rather have hearings and drag it on and actually get to the bottom of this. And, you know, the guy who's running the FBI right now, his name escapes me, the one who gave the press conference the other day. He seemed to be more intent on covering for Mayorkas and the DOJ than actually finding the intent on this stuff. So the governor is just making sure that regardless of what the Fed does, this guy is going to land in the jail for a long time here in the state of Florida.
And I absolutely applaud it as well. But as you touched on, a lot of this comes down to Mayorkas. He could make a decision clearly to put the manpower and resources to increase the coverage for former President Trump. We know he could do it. They're playing a game, I feel like, and it's a very dangerous game. And it's like Kamala's dangerous game, you know, turning our whole country into a sanctuary country. What are your thoughts?
Isn't it amazing? It's amazing for two things. Number one is that, you know, the federal government runs fiscal year to fiscal year, and it runs at the end of September. There have now been 2 million illegal border crossings in the United States, and that's just on the southern border. When you add in the rest of the ports and you add in the northern border, we're 2.7 million. That is an astounding number. Now, it's Kamala Harris is turning the United States into a sanctuary country because we know their long-range plan is to get them here, get them assimilated into society, get people feeling bad for them. And don't get me wrong, there's a certain degree of people who feel bad that they're getting, you know, basically human trafficked across the line. They're not being able to assimilate, and a lot of them are being taken advantage of. But the next thing is going to be mass amnesty, and then eventually voting rights. So this is a game that a dangerous game that the leftists and the open border advocates are playing at the national level. And it doesn't end well for us as U.S. citizens.
Well, look, the case of the attempted shooting of the president, this guy was a convicted felon. He shouldn't have had a firearm at all. There's laws against that. There's also laws against voting if you're a non-citizen. But just like gun crimes, it doesn't mean it's going to prevent all of them or a lot of them. So Kamala's sanctuary, yeah, bringing in fentanyl, crimes like murder and rape and human trafficking, we've got all that, plus the threat that our voting is going to be impacted. This is a major concern even before the amnesty thing takes place. Am I right?
No, you're 100% right. And I think that's why you're going to see the state of Florida. I know I am going to be heavily involved in writing new legislation to crack down on some of this here locally in the state of Florida. The problem is, and I don't know if many people know this, but the federal government does not share with the states who they assume to be in the country illegally, who they know to be in the country legally when it comes to migrants. And that's scary. That's why when you have arrests from your sheriff's department, your police department, they have to basically petition the federal government to see if they're in the country legally or illegally to get an ICE detainer, right? That information isn't readily available. So I think the first step in stopping a lot of this is data sharing between the federal government and the states. Because right now they don't want it because they don't want the states to know who are in the country illegally, nevertheless, who's in their state illegally.
Well, we've got planes landing on a regular basis coming from, you know, all parts, dumping off illegals. The Biden administration, but they've been busted doing that. And yet, I don't know if they've ever made any kind of public acknowledgement. Have they, to your memory?
No, they haven't made any public acknowledgement, but we know that they're doing it. Obviously, it's as plain as day. You know, we see it. And, you know, how do you think Springfield, Ohio gets to go from, what did they have, 30,000 people and they got an additional 12,000 to 15,000 Haitian migrants? How does that happen? Obviously, they're being flown into the interior by our federal government.
And again, another thing where, you know, just a few illegal folks voting could make a difference locally in that community, not to mention all these states where it's going to be very tight races anyway. You know, Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, you know, these are going to be tough states anyway. And just a few illegals here and there could make a difference.
And don't forget, the federal government, along with some leftist state governments, are actually funding nonprofits and NGOs to get the information to illegal immigrants how to register to vote. And that's another thing that we're going to crack down on.
Well, and the motor voter thing started out as, what you know, a pretty good idea. Hey, you're getting your license renewed. Would you like to register to vote? That's great. But without proof of citizenship, you're almost begging a felony to be committed, a felony that never or very, very rarely ever gets caught, ever gets charged. I mean, how often does it happen? Maybe a dozen cases a year that you hear about?
But it's going to happen more. You know, there was, I think it was a PragerU video that started talking about the next big thing. We had critical race theory. They're talking about critical immigration theory, where this gentleman on Prager did the video. And I sort of agree with him. I agree with him that the next big thing is going to be, hey, no matter where you live in the United States, if you come here, you're going to be able to vote in our elections, whether you're legal or not. Because since you're voting here, since you're buying things at the groceries and since you're a grocery store and you're paying sales tax, then you have a right to pick who governs you. That's my fear, is that's going to be the next big thing that's going to come if we have a Kamala Harris presidency.
Well, yeah, and the Supreme Court would weigh and measure that, and they'd say that is not constitutional. And then the Democrats,
and then the Democrats
will quickly push even further and faster to pack the court, so to speak, and to try to make changes there. I heard Hillary Clinton, I mean, referring to like the Supreme Court, like she was talking about the devil.
Yeah, and you know, you bring up the Supreme Court. That is a very good reason why Democrats should never, ever again get control of the presidency, the House, and the Senate, because they will just turn this country around in the matter of the election cycle and literally turn us into Venezuela.
State Senator Blaze Ingolia, always a pleasure. We love connecting with you, and we hope to hear from you again soon.
Take care, guys.
All right, take care. It is 9:15. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines on the way and some questions starting to pop out about possible connections with Iran. We're talking about Ryan Wesley Ruth, the 58-year-old who was making the attempt on the president's life, former president's life. We'll get into that more. It's all coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.